It is that time to talk about what is hot and happening in the community and technically what is happening to so many people. September is Alopecia Awareness Month. Approximately 300,000 Americans suffer from severe alopecia areata. It's an autoimmune disease that causes hair loss. I hope I got the pronunciation right. On the line, our good friend, we know her from here, baby, Dr. Meena Singh, our board-certified dermatologist and dermatologic surgeon. I'm trying to make sure I got all your titles right, Ms. Meena. And Brandi Jones, who is a patient suffering with this condition. How are you all doing today?
We're doing wonderful. Thank you so much for helping us raise awareness for alopecia areata. I'm really thrilled to be here with Brandi as well as Sun Pharma to talk about it.
Okay, now tell us a little bit more, Dr. Singh. What is it and how does it affect patients?
So alopecia areata is a common autoimmune disease that leads the immune system to target and attack hair follicles, causing sudden hair loss on the scalp, face, including eyebrows and eyelashes, and sometimes other areas of the body. It affects 700,000 people in the U.S., and like you said, around 300,000 people have severe alopecia areata. Due to the severity of this form of hair loss, it can have a profound psychological effect on my patients. And I know we've spoke in the past about different forms of hair loss. This is a kind that's very, very severe, and it can really alter how our patients look overall and how they present themselves to the world.
Now, Brandi, what is your personal experience living with this condition and, you know, how's it impacted you? How's your treatment been? Share with our listeners so they can be encouraged if they're suffering with this condition as well.
Yeah, thank you for having me and allowing me to share my story with you and others. Alopecia areata, I've had nearly my entire life. I was diagnosed at about 18 months of age. So you can say it's definitely shaped and impacted me. From very early on, though, I never gave up looking for a treatment. I have literally tried everything that was out there, from shampoos and ointments to numerous prescription medications and injections. While some of those provided small glimpses of hopes at the time, nothing was sustaining or long-lasting, which then leads to the psychological impact that Dr. Ming discussed earlier. Affects you mentally, takes away your self-confidence, your self-esteem. You feel like you lose your identity. You hide in certain social situations. You don't want to be out on a windy day or rainy day if you're wearing a wig or toppers. So it can definitely lead to isolation and depression for a lot of people.
And to hear that you got diagnosed so early, I'm just like, wow, because Dr. Singh, you and I have talked about how some people, you know, it's the type of styling or hair that, you know, that causes hair loss. So to be born with it, are there any other contributing factors we need to know?
So that's a great question because, you know, like I said, we've talked about other forms of hair loss. This is an autoimmune condition that has a genetic predisposition. So while there are other factors, environmental and systemic factors, it's the genetic predisposition that leads someone to be more likely to develop this.
Oh, wow. So what are some treatment options for people who are suffering from this? And what are signs that they might have this type of hair loss versus the other types where we've talked about before in the past?
Yes. So, you know, I've been doing this for a long time and specializing in treating hair loss. This is a very exciting time for us. There are new treatments on the market called JAK inhibitors, and these are approved for the treatment of severe alopecia areata in adults. Recent clinical trials have shown that in some patients, these therapies can lead to fast hair regrowth. And that's because this condition has historically had an unmet need due to ineffective treatment options in the past. It's important also to remember that patients respond differently to different treatments. If one medicine fails, it doesn't mean that another one may not work for you. And from a clinical perspective, it's just really exciting to have several effective options in our toolbox. And if you are suffering from this specific type of hair loss, we really encourage you to speak to a provider about finding a plan that works for you. And how it presents is different, right? So it's circular patches of hair loss that come up spontaneously, or diffuse shedding it's really rapid shedding, like clumps of hair coming out.
Wow. Well, I thank you for the information you've always given us, Dr. Singh, because you know you one of us. You done did your shows on TLC, but you always make time for us. And Brandi, you know, I just appreciate you being so open and vulnerable about your story because somebody else needs to hear that and realize that there's not only help available, but the impact that it does have on somebody personally.
Yeah, thank you for that. And with using a JAK inhibitor, it's given back my self-confidence and I think a voice to help others. For decades after searching for treatments, I no longer have to worry about unpredictable flare-ups or my hair falling out. And while everybody's experience can be different, for me, I know it's allowed me to regain myself and maybe personally and professionally put myself out there in ways I hadn't before. I would definitely encourage anybody that's experiencing this right now, Julie, to reach out to their doctor and ask about treatment options that are out there. There's newer treatments, and you know, reach out to their healthcare provider and discuss what's out there for them.
Mm-hmm. All right. We love to hear this information. It's going to help somebody today, I promise. Dr. Mina Singh, our girl from right here in the town. Yes, she is the lady to go to if you're dealing with hair loss, skin issues. She has got you. And Brandi Jones sharing her story, a patient with alopecia areata. We just thank you so much, ladies, for bringing this to our audience, and know it's going to help somebody out today.
Thank you so much, Julie, for helping us raise awareness. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.